All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. We heard some information about taking care of our climate. What if we continue the whole notion of taking care, but switch from taking care of our climate to taking care of our baby? Our baby. And now, not just when our baby is someone who we're holding in our arms, but even before our baby is born. I would like to share with you something now, with courtesy of WebMD, as they talk about the importance, the significance of something that so many of you ladies have been wanting to know about, and that is prenatal vitamins.
I would start taking a prenatal vitamin at least a month before conception happens. So as soon as someone's interested in starting to get ready to conceive, I would go ahead and start a prenatal. Taking a prenatal before you conceive dramatically reduces the risk of spinal cord issues and neural tube defects for the baby. Taking a prenatal during pregnancy helps very much with the nutrition of a pregnancy. In today's world, eating a balanced diet is likely sufficient, but in my mind, taking a prenatal is a small additive benefit, with the risks of which are none. A basic prenatal vitamin should include the supplements of folic acid between 400 to 800 micrograms daily, in addition to calcium and iron supplementation. It should have about 100% of the daily intake of vitamins, so when you look at the label, you should expect to see that. Many of the over-the-counter prenatals will meet these prerequisites and are perfect choices to pick. I don't think that there's a cost benefit to taking a more costly prenatal necessarily. A few groups of women could benefit from a prescription prenatal. Some women who need a higher folic acid intake, those that may carry a genetic predisposition to folic acid metabolism issues, they might need a prescription level folic acid containing prenatal vitamin. There are a few other particular types of prenatals that are different, some that contain stool softeners, because sometimes the iron in a prenatal can be constipating, and some that have different forms of consumption, like chewable prenatals or liquid type of prenatals, and those are often prescription only. A lot of women will feel a wave of nausea come on after taking their prenatal vitamin. Some strategies to help with that are taking the prenatal right before bedtime. That strategy helps to kind of sleep through that wave of nausea. Also, some formulations of prenatals come in tiered doses so that the vitamins are administered maybe twice or three times a day to split up the dosing, which can sometimes help with the side effects. A prenatal vitamin is for both the baby and the mother. Some of the nutrients, like folic acid, are for the baby and for the offspring. The calcium is also important for bone development in the offspring. The iron stores are to help with the mother's strength. And so it really is for both the mom and the baby's health.
So it is a great idea to be talking with your doctor and making sure that you're doing what you need to do in order to take great care of the baby. And notice that the care of the baby actually begins not only before the baby is born, but before the baby is conceived. Remember, she was saying that it's a great idea to start taking the prenatal vitamins at least 1 month before you become pregnant. All right. So, I tell you what, we'll be taking a look at more about baby, pregnancy, subjects of that nature. And I tell you what, there's so much that goes along with that. And this really is a great conversation for men as well as for women, because this is something that both the men and the women experience. Yes, this is not just the lady's experience when she becomes pregnant. It is the man's experience as well. And I know that there are some men who talk about how they may have experienced some nausea when their wife was pregnant. But it's not just that. It's also, believe it or not, sometimes men's bellies expand too while their wife is pregnant. But it's not just that. It is also the fact that the relationship between husband and wife will be impacted in one way or another while she's pregnant, and especially as soon after pregnancy. And her body is still going through some changes. It is good to have an awareness for the husband and the wife to have an awareness of what's going on so that both can deal together with what's going on. All right. Stay with me. We have more Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. coming up in just a few.